In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Advent is the season of preparation for Christmas. It is a very ancient observance, and in older times, people used to fast on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of Advent. And so it was a little Lent in preparation for the great feast of the Incarnation. There is a threefold coming of Christ that Advent commemorates. First, the coming of Christ in the flesh, as we see him in the stable of Bethlehem. Secondly, there is the coming of Christ into our souls. Because Christ is God, he is able to be close to us spiritually, closer than anything else, and he is able to influence us and direct us by his grace. And so this coming of Christ into our souls, this abiding of Christ in our souls, is the second type of coming or advent that we look forward to and celebrate in these times. And the third is the coming of Christ in the Last Judgment, of which the Gospel is concerned today. So Advent concerns these three comings of Christ. It commemorates, first of all, the time when the world was without a Savior. So it commemorates that time when there was nothing, when human beings were left on their own to wallow in their effects of original sin, and except for the revelation of the coming of Christ to the Jews, there was not even a hope for this world. And if we look around at the world today and deplore its condition, the reason why it is such a depressing place is because the world has rejected the Savior that has already come. And once again, it is plunging day by day more and more into the effects of original sin. And the more that it rejects the Savior, and the further away that it gets from the Savior, the more it will become a place of the most depraved morals. And so the ancient world before the coming of the Savior was a time of incredible corruption. Advent aspires to the second way that Christ comes, by praying that Christ visit her members to restore to life those who are dead and to bring infidels to the light of Christ. That is the mission of the church, to draw men to Christ. That is why priests exist. That is why next Saturday we will undertake to ordain a priest, to bring this presence of Christ to the souls of men. For in vain would Christ have come into this world if he did not come with supernatural life for our souls. If we could only bend our knee at the stable of Bethlehem, that would have done nothing for our souls. It is this interior penetration of the grace of Christ that enlivens us and is the whole purpose
of the incarnation and the redemption. And Advent looks forward to the last judgment, which is the coming of Christ in glory, where he will mete out crowns for those who deserve them, for those who have filled their lives with merit. And on the other hand, mete out punishment, indeed eternal punishment, both of the senses and of the mind, for those who have died in mortal sin and have proven themselves unworthy of the grace that has been made available to them by Bethlehem and by Calvary. We see in Advent three figures: Isaiah, who represents the longing for the Savior. And from him we should learn the spirit of prayer. We see St. John the Baptist, who is characterized by the preparation for the coming of Christ. Make straight the ways of the Lord. And from him we should learn penance. And we see as well the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is prominent in this holy season. And she teaches us to look forward to the life of heaven and the life of grace and virtue in this life. So during Advent, take on a penitential spirit. It is so difficult because the world militates against penance in Advent. The world is already celebrating Christmas. And as you know, as soon as December 26th hits, Christmas is over. When in fact, that is when Christmas is just beginning for the church. This is the time of preparation. This is a time to prepare the ways of the Lord, as St. John the Baptist will tell us in the weeks to come. And ideally, from the liturgical point of view and from the point of view of the penances that we do and the spirit that we have in this season, there should be an abrupt change between Advent and Christmas, just as there is an abrupt change between Lent and Easter. It is the same idea. And so as best you can, preserve this spirit of Advent as you do your shopping for Christmas and as you make all of your preparations. As best you can, preserve the spirit of Advent. Have some public Advent observance in the home. Use an Advent wreath or set up a stable in your home. Do some fasting. Suppose you were to mark on your calendar Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I will fast the way they used to do. What a wonderful practice in preparation for this feast day. Or give up something. And on Christmas Day, do something more. It is a terrible sadness to priests. On the one hand, to see midnight Mass full, and then the next morning, when the church has provided the other two solemn Masses, to see no one. On this day of the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ, where the whole day is for him and him only, that many times people are more concerned about worldly things, the exchange of gifts, or the enjoyment of their relatives and friends. And none of that is wrong. But it is Christ's holy day. And if you can, we're going to do three solemn Masses on that day: midnight, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. Come to at least one more Mass. Do something a little more on that day. Pray more on Christmas Day than you usually do. These things you should try to resolve. Make an effort. Yes, you're tired, but so is the priest. The priest goes to bed about 3:30. So do the seminarians. But it's Christmas Day. It's our Lord's birthday. It's a special day. And above all, pray more during this season. If you're in sin, if you're in mortal sin, then go to confession. Now's the time. It is never too late. No matter what your sin should be, go to confession during Advent. Make this penitential season a good one. And if you are in this state of grace, then prepare more fervently for this feast by a little penance. Our Lord said, "Behold, I stand at the gate and knock. If any man shall hear my voice and open me the door, I will come unto him." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.